Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 203. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, fellas?
All good things.
I said, fellas, I was waiting for gentlemen.
Oh, gentleman.
I don't think you're gentlemen tonight. No, just kidding.
What are we? Creatures of the night?
Fellas.
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 What's the origin of fellas?
Is that on the script?
Well, it's on the script.
Then I have no idea. It's got to be on my teleprompter.
Nope, having a good night, like always, when we get together.
Yeah. Much needed.
Yep.
Do you know how exciting it's going to be and the energy that's going to be overflowing when we actually see each other again?
Well, hold that thought, because it's probably going to be a while.
Shut up, Nate. A guy can dream. So you're thinking past October?
I don't know.
You're like, I don't want to say. You're like, yeah, it's going to be October
yes,
of
I got,
2030.
I got word there's like six more two-story buildings to go up in the back part of the property. So word on the street is we have those, so who knows.
Going to be like a Snickers commercial. We're not going anywhere for a while.
We'll see. I might get the chance to pop in and out. I don't know.
Well, I could always do home care in the South Bend region. That would fix that.
I'm stuck here.
Todd's like, dang. We just need to quit our jobs and do this full time, and then we'll figure it out, right?
Yeah, we can quit and then
just quit and not eat.
Coming in.
Make our families extremely angry at us.
Yeah. We have fun, though. We have a good time.
We would. It might totally be worth it.
Then, I would say then you guys would get divorced.
All smiling. Sorry. We're dreaming. Someday. Someday we'll have this. This is all we'll be doing, right?
Someday is a long time
someday.
From now.
Someday might be the same day that Nate gets back from South Bend.
Yeah.
That will be a good day.
It will be a good day.
That's all right. We were making it work. At least we can get together still.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's get right to the topic discussion. How about that?
Okay. This is your pick, Todd, and it is the Loch Ness Monster. And if interested, please go check our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Yes.
Nessie.
Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, that's right. Now, this is the Scottish part of it, right? Scottish Gaelic. Jubelheist Loch Ness, if you're keeping track, known affectionately as Nessie, is a mythological creature in Scottish folklore that is said to inhabit Loch Ness in the Scottish Highlands. It is often described as large, long-necked, and with one or more humps protruding from the water. Popular interest and belief in the creature has varied since it was brought to worldwide attention in 1933. Evidence of its existence, is anecdotal, with a number of disputed photographs and sonar readings. The Loch Ness Monster. The most famous picture is the surgeon's photograph of 1934, and it says it is known to have been a hoax. Darn it.
Yeah.
Well, I think what they did, they like enlarged it, and it's supposed to be this little basically fake thing, and it looks like if you expand the picture, it's this little tiny thing. This made to look like it's huge coming out of the water, and it was not.
No. But it is a famous picture.
Yeah. This is one I so much want to be real.
Yes.
I've always been into it. I always thought it'd be fun to be part of one of those research parties on a boat, like using sonar and stuff and trying to locate Nessie.
Yeah. This is JB Kane. She loves Nessie.
I was gonna say this is her favorite.
She loves Nessie.
As out of all the cryptids, this is one of the lake monsters, right?
Looks like the earliest report of the strange water monster was an ancient text from the 6th century AD. Describes an encounter by an Irish monk, Saint Columba, or Columba, who was staying on the n in the near the mouth of River Ness. Columba, upon hearing of a monster, thoughtfully sent one of his companions to test out the river. On seeing the monster, Columba made the sign of the cross and banished the creature to Loch Ness.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, and then after that, talking about the famous sighting in 1933. Then 1994 is when they had that picture. So yeah, it's the story of Nessie has been around for quite a while.
Yeah, more on that. Saint Columba says, according to that work, in 565 AD, the monster bit a swimmer and was prepared to attack another man when Columba intervened, ordering the beast to go back. It obeyed, and over the centuries, only occasional sightings were reported. Many of these alleged encounters seemed inspired by Scottish folklore, which abounds with mythical water creatures. So, what do you
That's
think
pretty,
about that?
that's
Go back.
wild that it goes back that far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know it went that far back.
Oh, I don't think I knew that either.
I didn't either.
We
Or something.
on this side of the pond, we have similar entities: Champ, Ogopogo, Altamaha Ha, and Tahoe Tessie. Now, I've heard of Champ. And I've heard of the Ogopogo, but I've never heard of the other two. I know Champ is supposed to be around what, like Vermont, New York, Canada, those, I think that area, like the
Yeah,
Northeast
sounds
of
right.
Canada. Tahoe Tessie, though, doesn't that sound funny?
I
Loch Ness and
heard
Tahoe. Maybe they date. You think Tahoe Tessie and Nessie get together?
Well, from what I understand, Nessie's supposed to be a female.
Right, and it sounds like Tessie might be too, so never mind. Maybe they're just buddies.
Well,
They're
it's like,
cousins.
what's that movie? Two gals in the car.
Oh, the Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, Thelma
They're going over, they're driving over a
and
cliff. I love you. I love
Nessie.
you too.
Or Nessie and Nessie, whichever.
That's hilarious.
Whatever works. I guess in 1987 and 2003, there are two of the most popular sonar explorations which were undertaken to locate the creature, but none were successful. In addition, numerous photographs allegedly showed the beast, but most were discredited as fakes or as depicting other animals or objects. And then it said, like you said, Nate, in 1994, it was revealed that Wilson's photograph was a hoax spearheaded by revenge-seeking Weatherall. The monster was actually a plastic and wooden head attached to a toy submarine.
Oh, that's awesome.
I want to say I watched something like on a Discovery or something like that, search for Nessie, and I thought that they had like sonar images of like what looked like a fin, like on the, I can't remember what the name of the dinosaur that they think Nessie is. but it's looks like a brontosaurus in water, but instead of legs, it has four fins, appendages. So I always thought that was cool because I was sort of young, not like real young, but probably in my mid teenage years when I saw that. I was like, oh, they found it. They found Nessie.
I remember, and our kids and Jen and I have had that talk about all the different dinosaurs. How when we were kids, there was like, I don't know, maybe 6 to 8, maybe 12 dinosaurs. And now there's like all these different categories. I'm like, where did all these come from? You know, but funny. I'm sure there's, it's funny because, you know, this, they still talk about, you know, whether the megalodon exists and all those, or, you know, we know those things did exist. And, but it's just weird to think that anything like that could be existing now. But I guess it's not completely out of the realm of possibility. They say that, you know, of course, the scientific community, which, you know, it's just, I still want to believe in science, but it's hard some days. But this says the scientific community explains alleged sightings of Loch Ness monsters, hoaxes, wishful thinking, and the misidentification of mundane objects, like you said, Todd. The quote unquote pseudoscience and subculture of cryptozoology, which I don't like the way they put that, has placed particular emphasis on this creature. But yeah, it's like, I don't know, like it's just like along the same lines of Bigfoot, you know, and that's Betsy Kolakowski's favorite. And so many others. There's a lot of people on here that are Bigfoot enthusiasts and people that go out hunting and looking for them and have ways of thinking that they can and figure out, you know, where they're at and or what, you know, what kind of beings they are. And I don't know. I used to think, I know there was a time in my life where I thought, oh, that's just silly, you know, and made up. And but nowadays, you know, I don't know. I've heard people, there's even people out there talking about, you know, dragons and the existence of dragons and all that kind of stuff. And again, I used to think, oh, come on, are you guys like, these are just fairy tales and stories. It's like, who the heck knows? I don't know anymore. I'm not sure what we do know and don't know anymore.
I don't so much believe in the dragon thing, but
No, I think there's like the kid in me is like, oh, that would be so cool. But then if you think about it, I'm not so sure it'd be that cool.
no, I don't think dragons exist.
Yeah.
Not saying they didn't, but I don't think they do.
So in recent news, an underwater camera set up 55 years ago to try and photograph Loch Ness Monster what has been found by accident by a robot submarine. Ocean-going yellow sub called Bodie McBoatface was being put through trials when its propeller snagged the mooring for the 1970s camera system. It is believed it was lowered 591 feet below Loch Ness's surface by the Loch Ness Investigation Bureau. A group set up in the 1960s to uncover the existence of Nessie in the waters. No footage of Nessie has been found on the camera, but one of the submarine's engineers was able to develop a few images of the loch's murky waters. So it said, it is remarkable that the housing has kept the camera dry for the past 55 years, lying more than 426 feet deep in Loch Ness.
Wow.
They've been trying.
Yeah. They say Loch Ness can go up or go down to 800 feet.
Deep.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why
Is
they say that the possibility something in there. You know, that there is the possibility just because it's so deep, it's hard to get down there.
right.
This is interesting. It says that George Spicer, 1933, modern interest in the monster was sparked by a sighting on the 22nd of July, 1933, when George Spicer and his wife saw a quote unquote a most extraordinary form of an animal crossed the road in front of their car. They described the creature as having a large body, about 4 feet high and 25 feet long, and a long, wavy, narrow neck, slightly thicker than an elephant's trunk, as long as the 10 to 12 foot width of the road. They saw no limbs. It lurched across the road toward the loch 20 yards away, leaving a trail of broken undergrowth in its wake. Spicer described it as the nearest approach to a dragon or prehistoric animal that I've ever seen in my life, and as having a long neck, which moved up and down in the manner of a scenic railway. It had an animal in its mouth and had a body that was fairly big with a high back. But if there were any feet, they must have been of the web kind, or as for a tail, I cannot say, as it moved so rapidly, and when we got to the spot, it had probably disappeared into the loch. Though he was the first to describe the creature as a plesiosaur-like dinosaur, which is what you're talking about, Nate,
Yeah,
evidence,
plesiosaur.
plesiosaur, evidence suggested by researchers at Columbia University in 2013 proved his story to be fake. Boo. The university and Daniel Loxton suggested that Spicer's sighting was fictionalized and inspired by a long-necked dinosaur that rises out of the lake in King Kong, a film that was extremely popular in cinemas in his home city of London during August 1933, when Spicer remembered the sighting. Loxton and Donald Prothero later cited King Kong as evidently an influence on the Loch Ness monster myth.
Coming off of that, Sean, I said in 2018, researchers conducted a DNA survey of Loch Ness to determine what kind of organisms live in the waters. Said no signs were found. I'm sorry, no signs of a plesiosaur or other such large animal were found, though the results indicated the presence of numerous eels. This finding left open the possibility that the monster is an oversized eel. Despite the lack of conclusive evidence, the Loch Ness monster remained popular and profitable. Listen to this. In the early 21st century, it was thought that it contributed nearly $80 million annually to Scotland's economy.
Wow.
Wow.
Insane. 80 million. So.
There's
Yeah.
a.
Wild.
Did you guys mention? You didn't mention Arthur Grant, did you?
No.
Arthur Grant in 1934 had this kind of wild sketch. It says, on the 5th of January 1934, a motorcyclist, Arthur Grant, claimed to have nearly hit the creature while approaching Aberchon, near the northeastern end of the loch. At about 1 a.m. on a moonlit night, according to Grant, it had a small head attached to a long neck. The creature saw him and crossed the road back to he likes to cross the road and crossed the road back to the loch. Grant, a veterinary student, described it as a cross between a seal and a plesiosaur. He said he dismounted and followed it to the loch, but only saw ripples. Grant produced a sketch of the creature that was examined by zoologist Maurice Burton, who stated it was consistent with the appearance and behavior of an otter. Regarding the long size of the creature reported by Grant, it has been suggested that this was a faulty observation due to the poor lighting conditions. Paleontologist Darren Nash has suggested that Grant may have seen either an otter or a seal and exaggerated his sighting over time.
Interesting. You see, they had a first sighting of 2025.
No.
Says officials at a museum dedicated to Loch Ness, the world-renowned body of water in Scotland, home to the so-called Loch Ness monster, have announced the first potential sighting of the elusive beast in 2025. Says photos showing a black mass slithering underneath the chilly waters of the famous lake were handed over to the Loch Ness Centre in Inverness by a witness who spotted the spooky shape and snapped a picture as evidence. And it shows a picture. Said it lasted for a few minutes. Says the exciting occurrence is said to have taken place over a period of several minutes, thanks to favorable weather offering a clear view of the mysterious movements. So. It says they've had a lot of obviously significant sightings over the years, but this one is it says the conditions of the day were perfect. So this could be, I'm sorry, this could be very well our first significant sighting of the year, further fueling the mystery surrounding Loch Ness and the most famous resident. That said, this picture has been particularly captivating. So,
That's interesting.
yeah.
Sort of reminds me of like those pictures that have been going around with paddle boarders out in the ocean, blue whales coming up underneath them.
Oh.
So, like, the helicopter up in there is taking a downward picture, and you see the paddle boarders, and then this big whale silhouette underneath them. Pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we know our oceans and our lakes as well as we think we do. This is a 1993 Discovery Communications produced a documentary, Loch Ness Discovered, with a digital enhancement of the Dinsdale film, which there's so many different, like, people seeing humps and, whatever of the sightings of them. It's just, we could talk about that, all night long. A person who enhanced the film noticed a shadow in the negative that was not obvious in the developed film. By enhancing it and overlaying frames, he found what appeared to be the rear body of a creature underwater. Before I saw the film, I thought the Loch Ness monster was a load of rubbish. Having done the enhancement, now I'm not sure. However, additional analysis of the Dinsdale film have indicated that his sighting was a case of mistaken identity, and that he likely filmed the boat under poor lighting conditions. So it just goes into, it's hard. It's like anything else. Like, do we, are all these people lying? Are all these people hoaxing? Are all these people on drugs? Are all of, you know what I mean? Like, they can't all be seeing, something made up. And not, I know sometimes people get in this like mass hysteria of like wanting to be part of something, but it seems like it goes back pretty far.
Oh yeah. What if Nessie's dead? What if there was a Nessie and she died?
Yeah.
That'd
She could never die.
be terrible.
Maybe we're just seeing her ghosts.
Maybe she got sucked
Oh
out. She got sucked out by a hurricane.
man. Poor Nessie.
There was a 1977 Loch Ness Muppet. On the 21st May of 77, Anthony Doc Shields, camping next to Urquhart Castle, took what was alleged to be the clearest picture of the monster then available. Shields, who was a magician, claimed to have summoned the animal out of the water. He later described it as an elephant squid, claiming the long neck shown in the photograph is the squid's trunk, and that a white spot at the back of the neck is its eye. Due to the lack of ripples, it had been declared a hoax by many people and received its name because of its staged look.
Okay.
It's all kind of different sightings, and I mean, there's a 2000 video, like they call it the best footage ever seen until apparently the one in 2025. So yeah, and the sonar imaging and photographs. So it's not like, oh, it's just this one thing and somebody's just making it up. There's a lot. There's Apple Maps had a photograph in 2014. Did you guys see that one?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Said on the 19th of April, 2014, it was reported that a satellite image on Apple Maps showed what appeared to be a large creature by some to be Loch Ness Monster, but below the surface of Loch Ness. At the Loch's far north, the image appeared about 30 meters, 98 feet long. Possible explanations were the wake of a boat, with the boat itself lost in the image stitching or low contrast. A seal caused ripples or floating wood. That's some wood, though. And
Yeah, no kidding.
now there's drone footage too. So they've reported something that was 20 feet. It was a creature, and it was captured on live stream near the lock with drone. I'm getting the idea that some of these people don't believe in
Thing.
it. I think J.B. Caine's out there going, "Of course she's real." I don't know. Like, what do you guys think?
I was going to say, let's get to the question. What do you think, Nate?
Like I said earlier, I so want it to be real, but don't know. You'd think that. I mean, the lock's only so big, so by this time, I mean, in modern sophistication of sonar and all that kind of stuff, you'd think that they'd find some sort of evidence of some sort. So, I want it to be real.
That's like Bigfoot for you, right?
Yeah.
I'd agree with Nate. I think with today's technology, I think they do have a better chance of finding something, and they're just not saying that's not there, but I don't know.
pulls more that to the way of not being real, but
Yeah.
I want it to be real. You guys can
Yeah.
make fun of me if I say I'm 90-10, 90%, I believe. No, I think I'm kind of somewhere with the Bigfoot where it's not 50-50. I mean, I think I kind of lean. I don't know. There, not too long ago, I would have been like, "Are you kidding me? There's no way this stuff exists." But like I said, I don't know. I mean, I might be 60-40, 70-30, somewhere in there. Call me a fool, but I don't know. I think there's a possibility.
Oh, there's a possibility. It's just the what percentage of you. Yeah. So
Yeah, I know.
you're leaning pretty high then.
Yeah.
I'm probably the opposite. I'm
You
probably
just go the other way.
20, 30, yeah, 20, 80, 30, 70 that it's real. But
I think there are cryptids out there that we just don't understand. I like, you know, the like I said, I used to just think of it as more of a fantasy and made up stuff, and it might be, but I don't know. I think, and we've talked about before that if there's anything out there, it's pretty good chance that Bigfoot is would be the number one, culprit. But I don't know. I think some of these there's some weird stuff and weird sightings that people come across, and I don't think they're all lying or, like I said, on drugs or have psych problems. I think there's stuff out there that we just don't completely understand, and it could be of a prehistoric nature of things that are still existing that we just either don't want to recognize or we just don't.
well, it could be some, huh?
What if it's an alien spacecraft?
No. Yeah, right. We've been trying to talk to you guys.
That's why it disappears and they can't find it. It's not
We've
here
been trying
at
to contact
the
you about refinancing your home.
moment.
Yeah, I don't know. I think so. Everything can be, you know, we've talked about that too. Like, things can be considered a monster before we really know what it is. And but I don't know. We have the term monster might just kind of throw off the plausibility too, you know.
Yeah. Could be something up there, and it may not be the so-called Loch Ness monster. I mean, there might be something that's, you know, I mean, it's not what they think they've seen, or I who knows? I don't know. It's
Well,
fascinating. I'm surprised we didn't talk about this sooner.
that is probably the biggest mystery, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe I remember like one of the old stories was that like one of the pictures of it was an elephant's trunk because there's a circus that was close by the locks, and they're letting their elephants swim in the water. So someone took a picture of the trunk, you know, sticking up out of the water.
That's funny.
That would be kind of fun. That would be hilarious.
Wow. That'd be a big monster, big old elephant out there. Multiple.
Oh,
Wouldn't we all feel silly?
yeah.
That
Oops, just kidding.
would be, yeah. Well, anything else you want to talk about on Loch Ness before we wrap this up?
Nope, I'm sold.
So Sean's sold on it. Yeah, I'm with you, Nate. I'd like it to be real, but just, I don't know.
Yep.
We'll see. We'll see as the years come along.
Yep, let them keep searching.
Yeah, it'd be fun. I'd like to check out the Loch Ness.
Oh, yeah.
Looks cold. Every time I see video of it, it just looks so cold. It just looks
Yeah, I think it is
cold and dark.
cold.
Yeah. So whatever lives in there has to like cold water. That's what it is. Well, Nate, help us out. What you got for us?
Well, if you go to the locks doing some research and get your boots all muddy, sure take them off before you go in the house because it gets real messy. That's right.
I see what you did there.
I don't know why I doubt it. It all comes
All comes together.
together. I'm like, where is he going with this? And then
It
it's just
all. All works out in the wash, right?
Oh, Nate, you crack me up.
Oh,
Well, we appreciate that, and we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle Age Mini 203 and our discussion on the legendary Loch Ness Monster, Nessie. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
bye.
See ya.